This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The GOP tax bill that Neil Bradley and I were just talking about is 429 pages long as currently written, subject to amendments, of course, during the markup this week. Among the proposals in the bill at the moment is one that changes the calculation for alimony. Specifically, alimony payments would no longer be deductible on the payer's tax return. That is, they would stay as taxable income. And on the flip side, those payments would no longer be taxable income for the ex getting the money. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what that might mean in reality.
Not every divorce results in one ex-spouse paying the other alimony. And alimony's becoming less common, says Dana Britton at the Rutgers Center for Women in Work. Back in the 60s, about 25% of divorces included alimony.
Now about 10% do, because many, many more women are working for pay.
Currently, alimony's tax deductible, making it, if not painless, at least a little less painful, says John Slovacek at the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers.
So the high-income producer is able to pay a greater amount of alimony and take the deduction.
The GOP tax plan would take away that deduction, making alimony more expensive, which could make divorce settlements more difficult to achieve.
I think this will cause a lot more cases to go to court and go to trial.
Randy Kessler is a Georgia divorce lawyer and former chair of the American Bar Association's family law section.
I don't know many people that come into my office and say, well, I want a divorce and I want to pay a lot of alimony. We want to motivate that other side to voluntarily provide support.
Kessler predicts that ex-spouses with little or no income, and that's mostly women, will be left out in the cold. The recipient of alimony would no longer have to pay income tax on it under the GOP plan. But the financial disadvantages of divorce for women will remain, says Dana Britton.
Women's standard of living declines about 27% on average after divorce. Men's tends to increase about 10%.
And the net savings from these changes, according to the Republican tax plan, $8.3 billion over 10 years. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.